It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
What's going on, everyone? Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie. It is 94WIP. Great to be with you off and rolling on this Thursday morning. Well, just a brutal loss and just a brutal series by the Phils. We will obviously talk about it at great length today and in many ways, you know, probably for not only months, but, you know, potentially years to come. This one really hurts. They played a bad brand of baseball this postseason, and it didn't last long. It lasted 4 games. A lot of decisions from Rob Thompson to unpack, a lot of performances from various players to dissect, and obviously the future, which, look, we won't be able to get to all of it today, but we'll do as much as we can, and obviously this will spin for days and weeks and really, frankly, months to come. So all of it with you today, as much as we can, 215-592-9494. Rich.
Hello.
Hello, Joe. There. Johnny.
Rough night.
Yep.
Las Vegas means the Meadows.
Las Vegas means the Meadows. Well, 2024 means disappointment with the Phils. And they had, you know, this was one of those ones they really had a great shot this year. I mean, they had the home field advantage. They had the high payroll. They do have a lot of talent. I know they didn't play as such recently, but they do have a lot of talent. They did have a lot of health. You know, a couple guys a little bit banged up entering the playoffs, but for the most part healthy. You had your pitchers for the most part healthy. Again, Ranger, you know, not quite the same down the stretch. But for the most part, you had a healthy baseball team. And they just stunk up the joint. Look, I'll just say this out of the gate. And obviously we want to hear from you, 215-592-9494. In moments like this, there's a lot of ways to attack it. I typically start with the emotional side. It's how I'm wired. This one really hurts. You know, it lays heavy on the heart. And it will for a long time. And it may for the rest of our lives. I mean, ultimately, I think how heavy this thing lays on our heart, rest of our lives or not, will ultimately be determined whether this group wins a World Series. You know, they obviously still have a few more years to try to do that. While you got guys like Bryce Harper and others that are, you know, at a good enough age. I mean, they had a lot of guys in their prime, and they're not all going to fall out of their prime in 6 months. Now, JT may have already, and probably has, but they still got a lot of guys with a lot of skill. But they really blew an opportunity. You know, they had a great regular season. They had a great record. They had a lot of home field advantage, not all of it, but a lot of it. They weren't facing a tremendous baseball team. The Mets played really good baseball. But let's not act like they're the, you know, 98 Yankees. And the Phillies blew it. And the primary reason why they blew it, and I know a lot of people say, well the hitters or the bullpen. Like, the primary reason is a lot of players that you count on, and you have to count on, just played bad. They just played bad. From Trey to Nola to Hoffman to JT to Strom to Bohm to Kirkgren to Stott to Estevez to all the center fielders, to all the left fielders, they just all played bad. I mean, if you do the list of who didn't play bad, it would be really small. I mean, it would basically be Bryce, it would be Zach Wheeler, it would be Castellanos, it would be Sanchez
and
Ranger.
I'm not putting Bryce on that list. No way, dude. He's the star of this freaking team. Like, he did nothing yesterday. He had that at-bat in the sixth inning 2 nights ago. Like Bryce is not the biggest to blame. Mm-hmm. Like, he's lower on the list. But that list ends with it's Suarez, Sanchez, Wheeler, and Casty. And Casty, you know, on the bottom.
I don't agree with you.
I'm out on everyone else on this team in this series.
Okay, I don't agree with that. But, John, give me your
Harper
thoughts
needs
on where
to
you
do,
stand.
Harper needs to do a better job leading this team in those big spots. I was blown away that he didn't get it done in those moments. That we've seen him get it done in the past. If our team was going to keep playing, they should have made good on that promise, that idea that, hey, anything goes. Anyone is all hands on deck, right? Zach Wheeler. Remember, is it the fifth inning where it was Jeff Hoffman? He was in a tough spot. I think he had guys on first and second, and it
You're saying when he entered the game.
I was in the fifth.
Yeah. And the polar bear was up, and Jeff Hoffman, you know, he gets out of it. But then, you know, sits for 20 minutes, something like that. Then the sixth inning, it's like, who's going to get in there?
Rob Thompson screwed that up.
I thought this was the perfect opportunity for Zach Wheeler. Zach Wheeler can get this done. Zach Wheeler can give a spark. Zach Wheeler can shut their offense down here. Yet we went back with Jeff Hoffman, the guy who'd just been sitting for 15 or 20 minutes after having warmed up and down and up and down and up and down already repeatedly.
After two emotional big outs the inning before and getting all up and then having to go sit on the bench for...
And then I can't get over it.
Then, I think it's worse than pulling Wheeler in the World Series. I think it's that bad.
And then Rob Thompson left him in too long. That was a whole nother thing. So he starts the inning with him, then he leaves him in too long.
And then Jeff, when he's in there, loads the bases and it's zero outs and then... So it got really messy, and that became the third time that the bases were loaded by the Mets, by Phillies pitchers already that day. That's not good odds for winning when you end up doing that.
I mean, they played
a must-win game. They absolutely played bad, but. Lindor up. That was the inning. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Where it was the grand slam. Mm-hmm. That inning right there is when Hoffman was pulled, Estevez immediately in, and it was like Estevez's fourth pitch that went yard. And that was the game. Harper needs to do better leading this team. Schwarber and Harper, I think, need to do a better job leading the team. My list of unblameables, you know, Jimmy had his list of guys that he does not point a finger at. I think Wheeler definitely has to be on that list.
Of course.
Ranger Suarez, I was upset with Ranger. Geez, he loaded the bases twice in, I think it was the first two innings.
It was.
It looked crazy. I couldn't believe he was so calm, but then he would get out. He would escape, and there's no runs on the board, and then it happened again. And in the end, he was good. He was good. He should be on the list of not blamable. He was that good.
It's such a long list of blamable. James, I know how you feel, but I'm going to ask you, how do you feel?
I feel horrible. Like, I'm angry, I'm sad, I'm disappointed. Like, I can't come up with enough adjectives to talk about what a disastrous, disgraceful performance this was from the Phillies. I mean, for it to happen last year in Game 6 and Game 7, and then just to continue straight into this series, that they can't stop chasing pitches. Like, this is simple stuff.
Yeah. Jimmy,
we're not asking them to go out and hit the ball all over the field. We're just saying, don't swing at balls!
And that's my question. Like, we're all sitting there at home or wherever we are yelling at our Phillies, just take pitches.
100%.
Just 100%. Take pitches.
I was clapping like a maniac in my house every walk. Like, the couple walks we got, I'm like literally standing up clapping at the top.
It's so simple. It's so obvious. Why is it so simple and obvious to everyone except
our players. Where is the disconnect? Why is that so wrong? Is that Kevin Long? Is that our manager? It can't get through to the guys?
You know, I primarily put down the players. Look, Trey Turner was the most disastrous on that topic within this series.
Big time.
I mean, he was a fiasco last night.
That contract is a freaking albatross right now.
And there were so many times. So Amy and I were watching it last night. There were so many times I said to her, on this next pitch, Trey Turner has to not swing. And he has to know before the pitch that he's not going to swing. And here's the beautiful thing about that. There's no pressure on you in that moment. If you make the decision before the pitch to not swing, there's zero pressure.
You don't have to do anything.
You actually don't have to do anything. You just know it's 2-0, I'm not going to swing.
That must be kind of nice.
It's 2-1, I'm not going
to
swing.
It must actually be a chance to exhale when you're up there.
Right.
Honestly, a chance to
just
regroup.
Don't swing.
For any smart batter, that would be a chance to say, okay, good, I'm ready to go after this. Just breathe.
Those of us old enough to see Lenny Dykstra know, he didn't have fear of having two strikes. He didn't have fear of being down 0-2. He didn't have fear of being up 2-1. He was confident and he was smart. And this team was not confident and they were really dumb. Rhea, your thoughts? I don't know if you're going person, big picture, emotional edge. Where are you?
I need Rob Thompson gone. My brain hasn't recovered from that sixth inning. I mean, when you're, and I know I'm not the only one, when you're standing up in front of your TV screaming, please get him out after like the first two pitches. You knew immediately he had zero command.
He didn't have it.
Even before it came out, we're like, why are you bringing him back out? Yeah, and then it was like, take him out. It was left three batters.
But it wasn't that like I said, that I lost my mind. But when that fair ball was called foul on Alec Boehm,
great call,
and you
here,
got your ass sitting on the bench and you don't come out and go nuts, they were done.
Yeah, that was
embarrassing.
That
like,
was
he
a
didn't
horrible
leave
sequence.
The dugout. Yeah. Like, it was so clearly a fair ball. Like, at least argue. At least show some life for your team there.
Yeah, look, all right. All of it here today.
Real
with
quick,
you.
To Rhea's point, I didn't go into I went into last night thinking that it was very unlikely that I would feel Rob Thompson should be fired after that game. Rob Thompson should be fired after that game.
Okay, let's see where everyone stands. 215-592-9494. The Rob Thompson thing. The Strom thing, the Trey Turner thing, the Nola thing. I mean, when you look at the ERA of the relievers, while they're disastrous, it doesn't even fully sum up how bad they were because they also gave up like every inherited run scored.
They gave up more runs than innings pitched, and that doesn't count the inherited runners.
And then you get to the trade deadline, and you consider it was Austin Hayes and it was Estevez. I mean, just a fiasco. Just a fiasco. Your thoughts, your comments, your calls the whole time. How do you feel? What are you thinking? Joe DeCamera, John Ritchie, on a day when our hearts are heavy and really are going to be for a long time. And if this team, if this group never wins a World Series, our hearts will be heavy forever because this was and is in the midst of an era of now three major blown opportunities. Joe Cameron,
what
John
happened
Ritchie.
To JT this whole series, by
we'll get,
the way?
We'll get to
there
it.
Are so many questions. There were black holes. There were stars that turned into black holes in this series. Over the course of four games, the vortexes where nothing happened.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different. And the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.